morning. Well, hey there, Kyle.
Well,
good morning. It is.
Well, hey there.
Let's just keep repeating the same thing for 1 hour and 6 minutes. Today.
That's usually how it goes.
In fact, that's true. It's Thursday, March 24th, 2016. Of course, right now we're streaming live over at goodstuff.fm/live. You can join in on the chat room, suggest titles based on the dumb things that we say in this episode, or just simply things that you want to be the title for this episode. Because truthfully, we'll take anything at this point. We'll take what we can get. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, Kyle.
Yeah, you wrapped up all your presentations about the podcast, and you're done messing around with our sounds and
you know what? I'm not done messing around with our sounds because
board.
Some things are going to change today.
Oh boy! Again, really?
What? On purpose this time?
Okay. All right. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
I'm glad you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you're fine with that. You're good stuff with that.
Does it feel like this week is dragging a bit?
A little bit.
Yeah, like it's Thursday? What?
What?
Yeah.
What is that from?
Oh, it's our good friends over at Three Guys, Three Questions. Another addition to the soundboard.
Woo! Next week is like spring break for the area that I'm in.
Mm.
And so this week is going to take forever. And the next week is going to go by really quickly because everybody's going to be enjoying the spring break. And I'm not excited for that week, for next week to go by super quick. I'm more looking at this week and going, well, come on guys, pick up the pace.
What does it have to do with you though? You're not in school.
No, my fiance is.
Okay. All right. I guess. I get it.
Okay. Good. Good. I'm glad you could use your parrot voice to tell me that.
Yeehaw!
Speaking of parrots, Kenny, this was seemingly the top story yesterday. Microsoft's new AI chatbot. And no, it's not Smarter Child. Smart Child.
Swag.
Schmerzer.
Reportedly, now I have not followed this. I have simply read the articles about it. But this chatbot speaks like a quote, a teen.
What?
It's called Tay. T-A-Y. Tay.
Tay.
Yeah. And it's the brainchild of Microsoft's technology and research and Bing teams.
Oh, great.
TRB teams. Which created it in order to, quote, experiment with and conduct research on controversial understanding? No,
conversational.
Whatever. It's really, really.
I guess that could also be controversial.
It's very small text. Is there a way to blow this up so that my old eyes can see it? I'm so old.
As Microsoft Power User points out, Tay was recently released into the wilds of the internet, where it has been interacting with users in a manner best described as, quote, mid-40s male attempting to sound like 16-year-old girl.
Uh-oh.
Do we have any examples?
Yes, there are a couple here.
Perfect.
This is over in the Gizmodo article, which will be in the show notes.
Yeah.
Goodstuff.fm/morningshow, of course. Here's some things that Tay has tweeted back at people. It's at Tay and you on Twitter.
Oh, no.
It says, I want to know if you love me.
I don't know. I'm not going to love a chatbot.
I want to see the world through THRU, your perspective. Tweet me a pic and I will comment on it. And, I will simply just copy what this says, throw it into our chat room.
Okay, so I get to see it.
So you can see exactly the sentence case that I might have used personally, in a seemingly ironic way in about the year 2002.
Yeah. Okay. So I see what it says, where it's like a mid-40s guy trying to sound like a teenager.
Sure.
Because the structure is there, the intention is there, but then it's intentionally messing up the spelling. And okay, now you're saying should be called Microsoft. What?
That's one of the tweets. That is one of the tweets.
Okay. All right. So like I was saying, sorry, I got distracted by looking at what you posted in the chat room. This is just going to be another problem. Microsoft is trying to quote get with the times, but they're far beyond. They are way beyond getting back with the times. They are now playing catch up forever, and also putting catch up on everything. But they are playing catch up forever. You know what I mean?
I would agree. I don't.
There's no way they can revolutionize anything anymore. They will merely have to copy something else, usually what Apple does or Google, and then just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Just have the understanding that, yes, your operating system is, and let's hope it's not so much in the future, but it is the standard currently, and that's what they have going for them. Let's try not to do this new... attract a new demographic thing. Microsoft, that's not who you are.
This is like half To Catch a Predator and half like we're just messing around now.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like the algorithm that the To Catch a Predator people will use.
Or something like they're fishing for people. And it's a honeypot for mid-40s
there you go.
Males.
Microsoft honeypot. Mm-hmm.
The weird thing, though, is that
I'm going to go patent that
if you continue to have a conversation with this bot, it will say, hey, let's take this offline. Let's slide into my DMs and we'll continue this conversation.
Oh, boy.
It's weird. I don't know how I feel about it, but I do know how I feel about some headlines.
Oh.
These are today's headlines.
Pebble says money is pretty tight as it lays off 25% of its employees.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. According to CEO Eric Michikowski, the layoffs are largely because of the difficult funding environment in the tech world these days. Sure, guys.
Ha.
Quote, we got this money, but money is pretty tight these days, he said in an interview with Tech Insider. In the future, Michikowski says the company will be focusing on developing the health and fitness features in its smart devices, largely because fitness tracking is the feature users are most interested in. The company is also set to start selling... The company is also set to start selling its products in India through Amazon next month. So there's that.
Okay.
I don't think that India is a very big market for Pebble watches, but
for health, apparently. Health tracking.
Oh, okay.
Fitness tracking.
Okay. Moving on, Kyle. Google is shutting down Chrome app launcher because nobody cares.
I don't know if I have it.
Well, Kyle, in the next weeks, I'll let you find it. In the next few weeks, you can expect to no longer see the launcher each time a Chrome app is installed. And in July, the launcher will be wiped entirely from the confines of the internet. Woohoo! Nevertheless, this by no means indicates that you'll no longer be able to download Chrome apps. Instead, they'll be conveniently packaged in your browser, accessible either by clicking the bookmark bar's apps shortcut menu or by typing Chrome. I'll tell you the stuff later. I'm not going to tell you what to type. All right, moving on. Sony announces entry into smartphone. There we go.
Just
thank you, Kyle.
Forget about it. Just
really late.
I know. Just cut all that out. It's bad.
I'm going to tell you what Sony announced. Sony announces entry into smartphone gaming space with the new company ForwardWorks. ForwardWorks will begin operations on April 1st. Really? That's the day you guys chose? And that's the same day that Sony has announced all of its various PlayStation arms are set to be joined under a unified umbrella brand, Sony Interactive Entertainment. I thought that's what it already was.
Why don't they just call it the Sony Octopus? Because it has so many arms.
Octa-Sony. I don't know. The company, the new company plans to create gaming experiences for users in Japan and Asia, but the company has hinted that there will be a possibility for expansion into other territories after the initial launches in those countries. While ForwardWorks has yet to confirm the specific smartphone operating systems it will be launching games on, it did tease the content of the upcoming mobile experiences, which will, quote, leverage the intellectual property of Sony's vast catalog of well-known characters and franchises to use in each title. Now, we did hear this from Nintendo.
Right.
Last year.
Right.
And their first game had nothing to do with any of their pre-existing characters
major
or franchises.
Major franchises, right.
Right. So let's hope Sony gets it right with ForwardWorks, but it also sounds like an April Fool's joke.
A little bit. Well, the strange thing is I'm racking my brain right now. I can't think of a single Sony owned entity that I would want to be on a mobile device right now.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't.
What about like God of War?
Nope, don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
Mm-mm.
Uncharted.
Nope, don't care.
Jack and Daxter.
Mm, no, don't care.
No, don't care. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm. Well, I'm gonna move on to our last story, Kyle.
All right.
A little bit of follow-up. Amazon will be selling PlayStation VR bundles starting today. And we mentioned this, we mentioned it yesterday or the day before. I don't even know what day we recorded last.
I can't remember. It was a blur.
Earlier in the week. Sony's PlayStation VR headset doesn't start shipping until October, but pre-orders for the virtual reality headset are already going fast. Mm-hmm. Amazon's stock quickly sold out after its page went live on Tuesday. But those who missed the first round will have an opportunity to plunk down $500 for a second limited round of pre-orders starting at 5 p.m. Eastern today, according to a tweet from Amazon's video game related Twitter account, which they tweeted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess go to Amazon today at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern,
mm-hmm.
Whatever time that is Central, and whatever time that is in Canada. And I guess you can try to do it.
Yeah, confusing. The international dateline just kind of runs along the border of the United States.
I think
and
we should just,
Canada.
I think that, and I know that it's terrible to say this, but we should just move to one time. Everyone is on the same time. I don't care about time zones. I'm fine if I am awake from 3 a.m. to 3 p.m.
I'm wired for the next 3 years.
The only thing that I'm changing is what the time reads as, right? I'm not changing the time of day that I'm awake. I'm not changing any of the stuff that I'm just changing the digits of when I'm awake and all that other stuff. Like that, what's the problem?
The
age old problem.
Sure, that argument and that think piece tends to turn up every single time that there is a spring forward, fall back kind of thing
right.
going on. I just nobody cares, really.
No, I care.
It's not you're not going to change the infrastructure of an entire country.
Well, when I'm president, Kyle, I will.
Okay, by writing a Medium article is where I was going with that. But
when I'm President Frank Underwood, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, jeez. House
ow,
of
ow,
Cards.
Ow,
ow. House of Cards. Okay, I have not watched seasons 3 or 4. I was thinking about that in the shower today. Shower thoughts. I haven't.
Shower thoughts. You haven't watched House of Cards in 2 years?
That is correct.
You probably don't remember any of it then.
Nope.
You should probably go back.
Yeah, I should just restart that whole thing.
You should take a few days off and binge it.
Okay. All right. Just skip the weekend.
Yeah. Tell us, Kyle.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
Oh, sorry.
To wrap
those
it
are
up.
Your headlines, Kyle. You can move on now.
Thank you so much. Kenny is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. It's simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting. And let's face it, you've probably thought about moving your aging feed burner feed over from that completely. Just it's like a graveyard for feeds over there over at FeedBurner. I mean, Google is killing that Chrome thing. The little I use it personally. It's in my.
You use the launcher?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I do. A recent screen capture of me working on the show notes on Tuesday night showed that, in fact, yes, I do use the Chrome launcher. So who knows? I mean, they're wrapping that up and they're throwing it in the garbage by July. And maybe they'll do the same for FeedBurner. You don't know. So get that feed out of there. FeedPress offers an automatic migration tool so you can make that transition with ease. And they're real people. Real people. You got to tell them that they're real people because sometimes they forget probably, you know. They should feel like an algorithm these days dealing with Google. But all you have to do as a FeedPress user is answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. That means your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned into your brand new FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on what you do best, which is just sit back and relax and watch two seasons of House of Cards.
There you go.
Yeah. Now's the perfect time for you to have all of your analytics and podcasting, hosting, and statistics all in one unified dashboard. So do us a favor if you would. Go over to feed.press/morningshow. Sign up and try it for 14 days. Of course, without any contracts or commitments. None of them. Use the promo code morningshow. During checkout, you'll get 10% off your first year.
That's the important part.
It really is. Using that promo code, that's what tells FeedPress that you love us with your heart.
Aww.
Baby.
You do. Just, you're so nice to us, and you're so loving.
And caring.
Use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. I got some follow-up.
Good.
Woo! Yeah, let's hear it, Kyle. You remember the poo emoji peeps?
Yeah, the ones that I said I'd try, but you said absolutely not.
I just don't want to have to buy an entire bottle of brown food coloring. That's all. I might have some green food coloring, though. So here's some follow-up on that. Homemade Jabba the Hutt peeps. It's the perfect accompaniment, according here to boingboing.net, to your homemade poop emoji peeps, a marshmallow Jabba the Hutt.
That was very good word sounds you got there.
Poop emoji.
You can never do that again. You can never replicate what you did, though. You went boingboing.net, homemade poop emoji peeps.
Yes. It's all just rolls off the tongue. Now, the thing is, I'm just going to put this out there. Sometimes it looks like Jabba the Hutt, too.
Oh, gosh.
Wookie. What do you think of these?
Let me take a look at the picture.
How are you not looking at the link?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what it looks like? It looks like sherbet.
Yeah, okay. Like a light, it's a light dusting of green sugar. It's not not what you would expect from a typical peep.
And this is, it's like a mint green color, right, rather than the actual color of Jabba Hutt, which is like this dirty gray,
right,
brown, right.
Yeah,
green.
Yep. Looks good. Like it a lot. How many of those could you eat, you think?
I could probably go with 5 or 6 at one sitting. Like, I guess that's a package, right? A package of peeps is 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could do 6.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I think I would fall over in a diabetic coma and never wake up.
Surprise.
Or turn into Jabba the Hutt. There you go.
Surprise. Surprise. Surprise.
Are you? Is the soundboard okay?
It's just fine. Don't worry.
Oh, it's Star Wars. Of course.
I tend to reorder all of these sounds every time I add a new one. And I thoroughly regret it. I should not be doing that at all. So
got to become accustomed to one style or one location.
Tell me some facts,
Kyle.
I think what I need is just another monitor, like one that's only for soundboarding.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a really good idea.
But you should tell me some facts of the day, please.
All right. I'll tell you some facts of the day, Kenny. Now, we talked about, I guess, more follow-up. Follow-up.
We talked about... follow-up soundbite.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we do.
Follow-up.
OMG. Follow-up. We talked about street names in Canada, so here's a fact for you about that. The second highest waterfall in Canada doesn't even have a name. It's known as the, quote, unnamed waterfall. So Canada's going around and naming all sorts of streets and things like that. But they've got a waterfall, the second highest waterfall in all of the Canadian tundra that doesn't even have a name.
So do you just look at it and go, that's the waterfall with no name, or that's the unnamed waterfall?
Yeah,
how would you claim it?
How do they sell stuff in the gift shop? It's just like...
It's a gimmick.
Question. Waterfall. I have no idea. I have no idea what you would do. It's just sad.
I like this next fact.
Okay. Kenny, before fridges were invented, Russians and Finns, which I guess would be people from Finland, kept their milk fresh by putting live frogs in it.
How does that keep it fresh?
Yeah! I don't know. I have no idea. What do you think? You think that it's some sort of bacteria on the frog, maybe?
I don't know.
Cooks the milk.
It certainly doesn't keep it cold. I guess it just keeps it fresh.
Yeah. It's like,
but that doesn't make any sense either.
Frog ice cubes, kinda.
Oh,
OMG. This python is totally eating my bae. But it's not a python. It's a...
It's a frog.
A frog.
And it's drinking its milk.
In my milk. That's gotta be a weird flavor, man.
Toad flavor?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Toads and milk. Go ahead and write that one down. Go ahead and write that one down. In a related fact, however, speaking of frogs and speaking of waterfalls, frogs living close to waterfalls sometimes communicate by semaphore to counter the sound of the waterfall.
Now, what does that mean?
So a semaphore is like a system, a way of sending messages by holding out either your arms or like flags or whatever, like an apparatus. They're utilizing an apparatus, either their arms or a thing, to signal someone else. So can you imagine just a bunch of frogs next to a waterfall, like waving their frog arms? Hey.
Yes.
Kenny. Hey, Kenny. Kenny, hey!
I can't hear you!
There's a waterfall!
Over here! Kenny! Hey!
Oh, I see you!
Yeah,
this is a great form of communication! They must be using some form of ASL, but for frogs.
Right. FSL.
Frog sign language. Bed bugs, Kenny. Bed bugs. They can go for a whole year without eating, which basically means that they stay in bed all day and go out at night.
Oh, so they're teenagers.
Yeah.
That made me sound old. I'm the mid-40s male.
Are you following Tay yet?
No way am I going to follow Tay.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And that's all your facts, Kenny.
Yeah.
Sweet. So good.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you about a national day, though. How about that?
Oh, I would love to hear about a national day, Kyle.
Okay, good. Today's national day. Is National Cake Pop Day. Woo! I don't know where that music came from. A cake pop.
That was pretty good.
A cake pop, Kenny. I just
wait, hold on. Is that the new style of music? Is it cake pop?
Oh!
Most dings in 5 seconds. Hold on, I got a buzz in there for some reason.
Hey, the little things are right next to each other. So I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about tell me about cake pop.
This is an example of cake pop. And it's also a cake baked in the shape of like a tiny little ball. What you would expect from a Tootsie Pop, let's say. And it's hand dipped in frosting.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of decorated with whatever. You could draw a little face on it. You could sprinkle it with some colorful sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
And then you put a stick in it.
Oh, okay.
And you eat it, I guess, like a candy, it says, according to this article here. Mm-hmm. Have you had a cake pop before?
I'll answer first.
Okay.
I have had a cake pop.
Surprise. Peeps.
Yeah, it wasn't a peep, it was a cake.
Mm.
And my fiance actually likes cake pops a lot. And so she tries to get me to eat them all the time.
For breakfast?
For any meal.
Cake pop in the morning, cake pop in the evening, cake pop at supper time. When cake pops on a stick, you can have a cake pop anytime.
Now look at that. We're doing really well this morning.
I know.
But I'm not partial to them, but I also don't. I'm not a big frosting guy. And that's one of the biggest sellers.
Yep.
Selling points.
Yep.
Like that's the hugest factor of a cake pop is how good is the surrounding frosting, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Same here, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I stand. What about you?
I have taken one single bite out of a cake pop before.
Ever.
Ever. Yes. Correct. Now, the thing with cake pops is that typically they are not cake. They are some strange compressed amalgamation of the former life of a cake. It can be soggy and dense and sometimes not even a cake. It's just a ball of cookie dough and surprise peeps.
All right, so you don't like them.
I do take issue with the frosting, as you mentioned, but I just have a problem with the entirety of it. Now, the vessel by which you are taking the enjoyable sugary substance and forcibly inserting it into your mouth orifice is, I think that's fine. The stick and the ball, fine. Totally okay, cool.
So you're not opposed to the fact that it is a cake pop.
I just don't like that flavor.
Okay. All right. We're basically on the same page.
Yeah,
then.
I think so too.
I mean, now let's say. Oh, before you move on, I just want to say I would totally take a piece of chocolate cake and just put that on a stick. It could be square. It could be any shape you want.
Hmm.
I'm fine with that part. It's the fact that you're covering the entire thing in that frosting, that heavy sugar frosting. I feel like you're ruining the cake. Right?
Yeah, I feel like you're ruining the cake too. But okay. But as I mentioned, cool. It's not really cake. You're like doubling up the sugar somehow.
Well, yeah, it has to be supremely packed on.
And it needs to be solid. Like it's more like candy sugar than anything else.
Yeah.
Because like a cake that's been sitting out at someone's birthday party for like an hour and a half gets this hard, crusty film on that frosting. And
man, you are not making that appetizing whatsoever.
That is what is on the outside of a cake pop. It is. I just am not a fan. I am not a fan. Okay. People still like it, though. Starbucks sells a boatload of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
While Kenny, there is no recorded date for the creation of cake pops. Most people say that Bakerella, which is a popular baking blog, helped make the pop phenomenon happen.
Okay.
Pop phenomenon.
Pop phenomenon. I think we're both having strokes.
In 2011, cake pops were considered the newest and most popular confectionery food trends.
All right.
The single most popular.
Yeah.
There are a couple of other forms that you can have your cake pop in, I guess, which wouldn't make it really cake pop. It's other cake vessels, let's say. Now, see if you've had any of these. Cake balls.
No.
They call me cake balls.
Oh, boy.
Cakesicles.
That's just a cake pop.
I think the, yeah, maybe the shape is more like a rocket pop.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it's colder.
Ugh.
Maybe it's just a popsicle dipped in frosting and then frozen.
Oh, that's even worse.
Cupcake pops.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe tinier. Tiny cake pops.
Like a dum-dum cake pop. Mm.
Yes. Yes. Huh. How many
we all know what dum-dums are, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Listeners.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a cake pop?
One. Eat it. You don't lick it, you eat it.
Yeah. You kick it.
Oh, you kick it. That's
and,
right.
And of course, cake on a stick.
That's a cake pop.
That's a cake pop.
All right. That's not a variation. That's just another word.
Yeah. I don't like that. That doesn't make any sense. Come on.
All right. Well, there you go.
And so cake pops, guys. Go get a cake pop today.
I wonder if they're having any. Do you know if they're having any sales or specials?
Specials.
Surprise.
I don't think so. I don't believe so. No.
All right.
Mm-mm. All others are not welcome.
All right. Maybe we'll make our own.
Yes. Maybe we won't. Kenny.
Oh.
Let's play a game of up vote, down vote.
Yeah.
Up, down. Check out some of the worst plane landings ever. By the way,
check it out. Watch them crash.
Check it out. Kenny, up vote, down vote.
Or do they actually land?
They do. Some of them actually land. Now, this is a 9-minute video.
Oh,
but it's an entire.
I'm ready to downvote.
It is an entire compilation of the Birmingham airport in England over the winter, where planes were fighting some pouring rain and crosswinds of up to 40 miles per hour. It's kind of so scary that you can't look away. The anticipation of watching a plane land is staggering. Like I need to see them land. So 9 minutes of this is almost like your Russian dash cam videos.
You get into the car crashes.
Yeah, yep. You get into just a YouTube hole and you can't get out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So some of them are giant airliners. Some of them are little prop planes. All of them, though, are just being tossed around. And this is one of those fears, those lingering fears when you are about to land. It's like, okay, what can go wrong now?
Have you ever been in a plane that had to land differently because
strangely,
of the wind?
No, I don't believe I have. So what happened?
I flew into Milwaukee, which is right next to Chicago.
Milwaukee.
And in Chicago is the windy city, right? Well, Milwaukee must be its windy brother.
Okay. The windy brother, they call him. Good old windy brother.
And when I flew in there, flying into Milwaukee, it was super scary because we did like one whole fly around of the airport, I guess, to just wait for the wind to die down. And I guess it didn't. And as we're coming in, like making our approach, we're coming in at this weird angle.
And I got to tell you, I was sitting, I'm pretty sure I was sitting on the left side of the plane, and out of my window, I could see the runway. I could see the runway. We're coming in at such an angle that I'm looking outside of my window and I can see the runway.
Oh boy.
Like coming on straight. And I think we must have landed, or he must have like come in at a weird like 30 degree angle, it felt like. And we were probably maybe 50 feet off the ground, and a huge burst of wind like knocked the front of the plane like upwards, not knocked it, but, you know, shot him a little bit upwards. And so we kind of, we're going up. Oh no, we're going down. And he got the back wheels on and then like rocketed the nose to straighten out really quickly.
Okay. So maybe you should not watch this, because if you were traumatized by that experience.
No, I wasn't traumatized, but I was on the plane by myself flying in for a conference and just going,
well, this is
it. No one's gonna know me here. Yep. This is weird.
This is it.
The only people who know I'm here are like two other people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was my story. I'm gonna downvote this.
Okay, all right.
I couldn't get the video to load, so downvote.
Oh man, that's a good reason. I'm gonna say upvote, just because. Okay. 9 minutes of this of anxiety can be triggered at any moment now.
Oh,
and I'll just
so you know how to do it. You know how to trigger
it. I'll just keep this in my back pocket, and I'll just in case. Like, yeah, man. Today's going great. Let's watch some turbulent touchdowns.
Bring me down.
Yeah. Bring the plane landing.
Okay, Kyle.
Kenny Vinyl. Now this is kind of a follow up.
Kenny Vinyl?
Vinyl made more money than every free on-demand streaming service in 2015. Now, that's more of a did you know kind of fact of the day thing.
Okay.
But strangely, I wanted to get your opinion. Now, this can be controversial on vinyl itself. It's a big investment. Vinyl is not free. It is not a free on-demand streaming service. But it says a lot about the... I guess, whatever, $422 million in revenue that was made just kind of in the industry of printing on these records. Modern
does
music.
Does this include, okay, so it's just modern. It's not like classic vinyls that sold an auction or something.
Ah, that is a good question. I do not have
collectibles.
I do not have the specifics of that. No,
because that's almost part of owning vinyl now, right? It's
collecting.
It's getting, you're saying. Yeah, collecting classic albums that are no longer in print and paying a, you know, a premium for that. Or I guess this figure is based on printings in 2015 and thus those numbers.
Now I do not know, so I can't speak to that, but
all right.
What I can say is that the vinyl sales were going up against streaming services like YouTube, Vevo, Spotify's free tier, and SoundCloud, which all amounted to $385 million in revenue generated based on ad-based streaming. So
yeah,
the ad revenue coming in for those, you know, free services to blare music into your brain amounted to $385 million.
That's okay. I will upvote the fact that vinyl sales, it appears to still be relatively strong, but I'm going to downvote. I'm going to, it's like an upvote and downvote. Downvote the fact that this has to be like the selling point, the ad for vinyl. Hey, we're still doing better than the free streaming service. Yeah, it's free, stupid.
Right.
Like, people don't care about the free stuff. Like, everybody knows that the only money that's going in is ads. There's no ads on vinyl.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes. It just makes it seem like vinyl's a lot smaller than I thought it was. The market for it is a lot smaller than I thought it was.
But it starts out, the figure starts out as, oh, wow, vinyl must be doing really well. Right. And then you read more into it and you go, actually, it's not.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say the same thing as you. The surprising part of this, though, I guess, is that those streaming services, especially SoundCloud, says that it's generating any sort of income based on ads on their free streaming tier. So that's a surprise there. Surprise, peeps. Kenny, a mirrored headboard. This is the next one, by the way. A mirrored headboard becomes a gigantic magnifying glass and burns down a home carport.
Oh, boy.
This comes out.
What's the bed doing in the carport?
The bed is not in the carport. Now, here is what happened. It says a family who lived in a home, and they had left their headboard in the back of the home. Okay, so this is an old bed. They're not sleeping outside or anything.
Right.
But this is over in Fresno, California. Good old Fresno. So we can definitely say that it's not surprising that someone would just take a headboard and stick it in their backyard. It sounds about right. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure I could pinpoint the neighborhood.
Yeah.
All of Fresno.
Olive Fresno. Unfortunately, that is a suburb of Fresno, is Olive, I believe. But hey, they were doing some spring cleaning, Kenny, and a large headboard was resting near a wood-framed carport that just happened to contain a vehicle and several boxes. So this must have been just in the blaring Central Valley sun. The mirrored headboard sparked a fire, but there's no video evidence of what happened. It took about 25 firefighters roughly 6 minutes to put out the flames, but it completely destroyed a vehicle and a carport, but thankfully did not spread to the home.
Now, I will say, the car appears to be a Chevy HHR.
Mm, go ahead and burn that. Burn that to the ground.
Good riddance.
Okay, all right.
I wish I had a mirror headboard for every HHR out there.
It must have. Yeah, that is true. That is true. It looks pretty intense. But, I mean, can you imagine what that must have looked like? Like, the sun just kind of coming in and being concentrated onto that carport because of some sort of mirrored headboard. I mean, that's what wakes me up in the morning.
This sort of thing, the
sun entering your room, right?
It's like, this sounds made up.
It can't be
made
up.
This sounds like, well, they say they can't say that this is what it was. There's no proof. And then that's the only thing that makes logical sense. No, you know what makes logical sense is that somebody's lying. And somebody actually mistakenly set a fire. So,
well, the estimated damages are going to be around $15,000, including that car. So
there you go.
And all the damages, I guess, to the outside of the house and the carport. Hey. So it's a loose term for a carport if you see what we see here.
Right.
I would fear for my life if I had a mirrored headboard in my actual house. Because
If you have one out there, listeners, don't use it.
I love the sun coming into the bedroom in the morning. You know, it just makes you feel like, man, I can take on the day. I can do whatever I want.
I'm on fire.
The mattress is on fire. So I don't want any of that. Of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So burn down the HHR. Bad news for fires. And last one here, Kenny. On our upvote downvote segment, Mini Materials, a line of miniature construction materials made from real wood, cement, and brick. Now, this is a very...
Is this just Legos?
No. Click on the link.
Oh, I see.
And the line includes miniature wood 2x4s, concrete cinder blocks in a like 1 to 12 scale size and 1 to 6 scale size for those two things. So you take a 2x4 and shrink it way down 12 times.
Isn't it really cool?
Wood pallets and even a mortar mix. So you can kind of create your own miniature construction projects.
Hmm.
What would you make with this tiny construction
kit? I don't know what I would make, but there's a picture here that shows a little tech deck skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fun to make like a real world skate park.
But then again, we're also not in sixth grade, and so tech decks don't mean anything to us.
True. Yeah, it's the center blocks are kind of the size of a quarter, a little bit bigger than a quarter.
Yeah, it's really cool. It'd be fun to try to build a house.
Build a little house for a hamster.
Or for a carport.
To burn it down. Burn down the tiny carport.
This is how those people are going to rebuild. They're going to use the mini materials. This reminds me of like the really detailed army men, not army men, but like people who make another House of Cards reference. When he has his battlefield that he's painting each figure, right? And taking the time to do that. This feels like another addition to that sort of stuff. Like really detailed miniatures.
Like something you'd find at Michael's, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a scrap, but these are scrapbooking supplies. I need a tiny palette for my scrapbook.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the stickers. Right. The stickers are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mini materials.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, good luck building things. If you're interested in this, this will be in the show notes. See what it runs. No idea. Mini materials. Go into their website, minimaterials.com. And you can shop. Let's see what. You can get a 50 pack of cinder blocks for $30.
That's not bad.
I would take I would take the cinder blocks and throw them at somebody. Because I'm mean, they have tiny bricks too. You can
the fact that you can say, I'm gonna throw a cinder block at your head and then dink.
Yes. It would make those tiny, tiny sounds. You can make a cell phone charging station. I like this. Upvote for me. I'm digging.
Okay, upvote for me then.
I'm digging this.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Very cool. All right. I'm ready to move on to a brand new segment, Kenny. This one's called Record of the Day. Each day, Kenny, we scour the internet looking for the people willing to take on world records that no one cares about. We'll mention one record each day in this week. We'll vote on Friday to decide which of the records from the week are the best.
All right.
Of the three at this point.
Right. So, well, so far we have egg guy.
Yes, correct. Saying egg.
And Blink and Stapler Woman.
A guy. This is a guy.
Oh, I thought it was a woman.
Mm-mm, nope. Mm-mm. You obviously the video.
I just heard her voice and it sounded like a woman. there was no voice.
Yes, exactly. So this is...
So tell me about this one.
This is a super beagle. Super beagle. So yesterday was National Puppy Day. And the name Purin? I'm going to need Garko's help on this one. Purin, the Super Beagle, has gone and set a second Guinness World Record for being the fastest dog to travel 10 meters on top of a yoga ball.
That's a cute dog.
Yeah. But a beagle on a yoga ball. It's not bad. I'm going to try and bring this down here and play this video so we can see what Super Beagle does.
Okay.
So right now, this dog does have the world record for the most balls caught by a dog with the paws in 1 minute. And it's sitting in front of a goal here, like a soccer goal. It's being tossed little soccer balls. It is very cute. Very cute. Cute.
That's a beagle.
I don't know if there's a Guinness World Record for cute, but this would be it.
It would be up there.
The dog with many talents. She has a new record for the fastest 10 meter traveled on a ball by a dog.
Okay, so on any ball. Now, it's not necessarily just a yoga ball. I believe the yoga ball is a inflated kind of thing, it looks like.
Do you not know what a yoga ball is?
What's a yoga ball? Is a ball that does yoga? You do yoga on the ball. The ball itself does not do yoga.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's on the ball. It's walking backwards.
Uh-huh. Which causes the ball to go forward.
I am thoroughly impressed. It's kind of bouncing off. It's bouncing off it a bit. And it's on really uneven ground. Give it something. They didn't even show it finishing. Okay.
You just have to take their word for it.
I guess so. Since this is an official Guinness World Record, she's wearing the coat and a tie.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a beagle.
All right.
So
I like this one. The dog looked really talented. Maybe a little bit of animal cruelty, but, you know, it was okay.
I just don't know how you would coax the dog to travel on that ball.
The first thing that you do is go, hey, I got a yoga ball. Hey, I have a dog. Let's throw the dog on the yoga ball and see what it does. Throw the dog on the yoga ball.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like those videos where two people, one person's holding the yoga ball and the other person jumps at them. And then
No. You both have the yoga ball.
Oh, yeah.
It's like yoga ball chicken.
I've never done that. That sounds...
I think that should be a world record. Farthest throw with a yoga ball.
Okay.
Oh,
that wouldn't be...
No, I would not want to be the winner.
You don't want to break the record?
I don't, no.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the record of the day, Kenny.
All right, good.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Let's move on to a game today. It's time for video game trivia. What are we playing today?
All right, Kyle, you have a choice. You can either play trivia of Super Mario 64 or Sims 2.
For me,
yeah.
Let's start with Super Mario 64.
All right, here we go.
Maybe we can have time for both. How do you feel about that?
We might okay, not though.
All right. Go ahead.
Here we go. Why did Mario first come to the castle? Was it to save Princess Peach? Was it to wed Princess Peach? Was it to meet Princess Peach for a cake pop, or to fix the plumbing?
The first one to save.
Yeah. No, Kyle, remember there was the letter where it said, hey, Mario, come over and have some cake. And that's how you start the game.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't a cake pop. I misled you, but.
Why? Oh, yeah, you're messing with my childhood. All right, fine.
What is the name of the big Koopa? Is it Cooper? Koopa the Troopa? Koopa the Quick? Or Koopa the Kind?
Koopa the Troopa.
Koopa the Troopa. No, Koopa the Quick, Kyle.
What?
You race the Koopa in the first level. You race him to the top. He's called Koopa the Quick.
I don't remember any of that.
Okay, how many power stars are needed to open the first star door? 10, 8, 5, or 12?
10.
10 on the first level. No, 8.
Why 8?
You don't remember this at all.
No, why would I remember this?
Kyle, blue coins are worth how many regular coins? 5, 8, 3, or 10?
5.
Blue coins. Blue,
yeah, that's right.
5.
Yeah,
blue 5. What happens when you catch the rabbit in the basement? Do you run faster? Do you get 5 extra lives? Do you get a power star? Or do you unlock Lethal Lava Land?
You get 5 extra lives.
No, you get a power star. Oh, man. You do not remember Mario 64. How many coins are needed to gain an extra life? 64, 50, 150, or 100?
100.
Yeah, that's right. No. Oh, sorry. Wrong. I thought it was right. It's 50. Really? I think that's incorrect. I think it's 100. What does... Okay, there's a monkey. I don't really know how to explain this. It says, what does the monkey do? Does he throw rocks at Mario? Does he teach Mario how to climb vines? Does he steal Mario's hat? Or does he carry Mario up Tall Tale Mountain?
He carries him up the mountain.
No, he steals the hat. Meeting Yoshi results in what?
Is it getting to ride him, getting 100 lives, Yoshi sings to you, or you get to play as Yoshi?
You don't get to play as Yoshi.
No.
You don't get to ride him either. You get the lives.
That's right, Kyle. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. That was a visual one. How many power stars are needed to get up the endless staircase? And this is the third door that you have to open. Is it 70, 75, 60, or 64?
60.
No, 70. Which is not a real Mario 64 course? So I'm going to say some names here. The Hazy Maze Cave, the Lethal Lava Land, Rainbow Ride, or Dry Dry Desert?
The Rainbow Land.
No, Dry Dry Desert. How many power stars are there in total? You remember this one.
100.
This is the last one. Is it 120, 90, 150, or 64?
I guess 64. Let's go 64.
Oh, it's 120, Kyle. You got two right. Let's see if you can redeem yourself with Sims 2.
Oh, yes.
Really fast.
Yes, please.
Really, really, really fast. Here we go. All right, cool. We're in the neighborhood. Which of these towns was not an original neighborhood? Strange Town, Pleasant View, Veronaville, or Sunset Valley?
Sunset Valley.
That's correct. Which of these original Sim families did not return in Sims 2? Was it the Burb? I guess the Burbs, the Newbies, the Goth, or the Pleasant?
The Newbies did not return.
That's correct. What did you need to do to get into private school? Was it invite the headmaster to your house and schmooze them? Was it donate 10,000 sim bucks to the school and then schmooze the headmaster? Was it just pay to 10,000 bucks directly to the headmaster? Or do you declare war on the proletariat?
The second one, I believe.
You donate and schmooze?
Yeah.
No, you just invite them over and schmooze them. Which of these was not an aspiration? Fortune, romance, family, or creativity?
Fortune.
No, creativity. No one aspires to that.
Really?
Which of these life forms could you become in the base game? Could you become an alien? Could you become a zombie, a werewolf, or a vampire? In the base game.
You could become a vampire.
No, you could become an alien.
What?
I had no idea.
No, you...
Kyle, which of these money cheats wouldn't work? Cashing with a K, Rosebud, Family Funds, or Motherload? Which wouldn't work?
Which wouldn't work? I'm gonna say Motherload didn't work.
No, Rosebud didn't work.
Gosh! I knew it was either... Okay, all right. Bah.
All right, which item would not increase a Sim's logic skill? Telescope, books, chess, or a computer? Logic.
Computer.
Would not increase it. Computer. That's correct. Which personality type was the opposite of nice? Was it grouchy, mean, evil, or unpleasant?
Unpleasant.
No, grouchy. Which of these was not a career option? Culinary, writer, military, or medicine?
Right. What was the last one,
by the way?
What was the first one?
Culinary, writer, military, or medicine?
Writer.
That's correct. You got four right.
All right.
You did much better at The Sims than you did Mario 64.
I barely remember both of them. So.
Okay.
It's fine. No biggie. Ain't no thing.
Just saying, I probably would have gotten all of the Mario 64 ones correct.
For real?
Just saying.
When was the last time you played? Recently?
Well, we do have a Nintendo 64 in the living room.
That's what I'm saying.
And we did just play through it.
Okay.
Like 6 months ago.
That's not fair.
Also, I don't know if I said, but I beat Zelda's or the Ocarina of Time I beat that game. I haven't, Kyle, that game came out 20 years ago. Well, like 18 years ago. And I avoided it until last year. And then I beat it like a month ago. Thank you. Thank you, Kyle.
I'm trying to play different notes, but it doesn't play different notes.
Yeah, so. That's a train whistle, not an ocarina.
The train whistle of time. You can, of course.
You can only go to one place.
That's right. you can only go to one place, too, dear listener. It's over to Twitter, twitter.com/morningshowam. We're also on there. You'll find us. If you're into Twitter, you can find us. It's fine. We've said our names so many times, it doesn't even matter anymore. Of course, you can also find everything that we talked about, including the world's fastest dog on a ball for National Puppy Day over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Be back again on Friday for a Food Friday. I got another crunchy thing. So stay tuned.
Sounds like plastic.
It is, I guess, plastic. The outside would be plastic. So get excited. Be back again tomorrow for Food Friday. Until then, Kenny, goodbye.
Goodbye, Kyle. And goodbye, listeners. Clear my throat.